and what they call a well house with a water trough in there. The water from the well went through this water trough that they had in this well house that
yes, sir.
Put the milk in there to keep it cold in that water, and the water went from the well through this trough into the water tank to the where the horses and cattle got the water at.
And that was a place that kept it cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't have any refrigeration of any kind in those days, not any such thing as ice.
Yeah. Where would you store your potatoes or turnips in the winter? Did you have a place for them?
Yeah. Usually had the building that they'd call a smokehouse where they'd put the meat in. It was usually built out of logs, and it would be fixed where it would nothing freeze in it. Keep canned fruit in there and the meat and potatoes and everything like that you want to keep. And I know they used to have lots of potatoes and turnips too. They'd hill them up, fix a high place and put a lot of straw on it and then put your turnips and potatoes in that and cover it with straw and then put dirt over top of it, and they'd stay in there all winter without freezing. And if you wanted something to use, well, they'd go and dig in there and get some out.
And that was a potato?
Potato hill, they call it.
Now, a place where you might get milk now, or they would process milk, is called a farm, you know, a place where they would do...
Well, a dairy, I guess. What they have now is dairies where they do all their milk. And
you never, that word dairy never meant a place where you keep your milk cool. Did you ever hear folks call that place the dairy, or where they kept the milk?
No. Dairy is where they milk the cows, have milk cows, but...
Now, you mentioned the pasture. Did you have a place, sir, where you could let all the animals run around?
Yeah. Fenced in piece of land where you call your pasture, where you kept your horses up in. You usually...
Was it near the barn?
Yeah. It had to be adjoining the barn where they could go turn them out. Right, and they had what they call a lot around the barn, and when you turn the horses out in the pasture, well, that was where they could go out to graze. And
that lot?
Yeah, from that lot. But the lot wouldn't be only just a whole something like half acre or less.
Yeah.
Where you keep them up there, right? Your